politics. The Democratic National Convention is 1 week from today, and who will be the running mate of Barack Obama and John McCain, for that matter? Ron Elving joins us from Washington. He's senior Washington editor for NPR. Ron, you suggested to me earlier in a conversation that we may get answers beginning tomorrow. Why tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning is attractive as a possibility, Alex, because, first, number one, we're only a few days away from this convention, so it's got to happen soon. And tomorrow morning looks attractive because Barack Obama is going to be in Florida. He's speaking to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention, and that may not be the most friendly venue for Barack Obama, much friendlier for John McCain, who spoke there today. And so maybe he could change the subject a little bit by making that his day to announce his vice presidential running mate. If it's somebody the VFW would like, somebody with a strong military background, that might be a 10 strike for Barack Obama.
Well, you floated a name earlier, and I guess this is a name going around Washington, or at least the confines of NPR News. I was, shall we say, shocked.
Well, I think that the president needs to have a certain amount of national security and military credibility. And Barack Obama obviously does not have those arrows in his quiver, at least not from the standpoint of having had experience in the military. So he has looked at some former generals. We've seen the name Wesley Clark go by, several others. And the person I think who would symbolize more than anyone else the credibility of, say, for example, the Joint Chiefs of Staff would be someone who has been the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and also who had the experience of being Secretary of State, and that would be Colin Powell.
Colin Powell. Not one black candidate on the ticket, but two. That would be remarkable.
Well, let's also remember Colin Powell is a Republican. He would establish a kind of bipartisan bridge. And if you want to say, yes, it's a ticket of two African-Americans, which it would be, it is already a ticket of one African-American. So people who have perhaps a problem with that might not necessarily have that much more of a problem with two. And I think that the advantage that it would have would be to say, we're kind of, in a sense, taking race off the table here. We're not talking about electing a first black president. We're asking you to vote for Barack Obama and Colin Powell and look at those two individuals.
It's a really interesting suggestion. I would imagine that there, a number of Democrats would say, wait a minute, he was on the wrong side on Iraq. Plus, we've got our own guys. We want a Democrat, a real Democrat. Who's out there?
Well, there are a number of Democrats who would fill the bill and who were against the war in Iraq, which Colin Powell obviously spoke for as Secretary of State under President George Bush, although I think he's generally viewed as someone who opposed that invasion and tried to argue against it and was more or less forced to make the case for it. However, there are many Democrats who were against it and would make a strong case for themselves as Democratic vice presidential nominees. Actually, I think some of the people that Barack Obama's been looking at most recently, including Evan Bayh from Indiana, were Democratic votes in favor of the invasion of Iraq. So Barack Obama might have that problem with several of the people he's looking at as potential vice presidential candidates. Now, on the other hand, you've got somebody like Joe Biden, who it seems, after his many years as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to be the ideal repository of foreign policy credentials. That person, just coming back now from Georgia, perhaps one of the reasons the vice presidential announcement has not been announced is because they were waiting for Joe Biden to come back and be part of it.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving on the word going around Washington these days. Ron, Senator McCain is still a couple of weeks out from his convention. We'll check back with you on his vice presidential prospects when we see how your predictions work out for Mr. Obama.
Looking forward to it, Alex.